The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked April to join me. Now, you've heard about April on this radio show before, and here's what you heard. You heard my exuberance. You heard me talking about a case study event that Lifestyles Unlimited put on. Oh, you're going, what's case study? Okay, let me explain that to you real quick. So case study is an event where members teach members about investments that they've recently acquired. And I went to one of these case study events a couple of months ago, and I saw April presenting at the case study event, and it blew me away. And here's what I found interesting about April. Number one, she's a very intelligent woman. Number two, she's a very financially savvy woman. And number three, she's a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a very, very important reason. Now, when I reflect back on that case study, I was also blown away because one of the things that was shared was information about her portfolio. And it's amazing. Now, here's the piece you don't know about April. She didn't join Lifestyles Unlimited until like August of 2023. So she's only been a member for like, what time is it? A little over a year, right? But check it out. She's got 10 single family assets. She's got 299 doors of multifamily properties. And in 2023, she was going through a pretty difficult time in her life. So let's do this. Let's bring April on the show. That way you can hear from her own lips her story. And more importantly, you can understand why she made a decision to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, what was going through her life and going on in her life in 2023, and how all of this has changed. So let's do this. Let's welcome April to the show. April, welcome to the show. How are you today, my friend?
I'm doing great, Al. It's good to be on the air with you.
Oh, it's awesome to have you here. I mean, last time you and I did radio, you weren't with me because I was so enamored with your story. I just basically came home, did radio the next day, and I kind of spilled the beans about your story. Does that upset you by any chance? I'm just kind of concerned. Did I do something bad?
No, it's part of the culture of Lifestyles. We're very excited about how our members are doing. So I appreciate you sharing my success with other people.
So what was your reaction when you found out that I did a radio show without you?
Well, that was funny because part of our common Facebook group that many members have, and I'm friends with some of them personally, and one of them reached out to me and says, I think I heard your name on the radio. And I'm like, really? So I had to go back to the podcast and find which episode it was. And I was like, sure enough, it's like I got mentioned for the case study. So I was thrilled. It was quite a compliment to be called out on air about the case study.
Yeah. I mean, you cited it well. It's part of the culture that we embrace at Lifestyles Unlimited. We're willing to share intimate information about our financial livelihood, intimate information about what we're trying to accomplish for retirement. And the reason we do it is so that we can help each other out. I mean, when you became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, what was going on in your life back in 2023?
You could say I had a really tumultuous year. In 2023, I was going through a divorce of 26 years. I had been a homeschooling, stay-at-home mom who kind of freelanced on the side, but I had to go back to work full-time. So I had to put myself back in the job market, and 300 resume submissions later, I finally landed a great job. And then that winter, my mother passed away, And we also had to divide all the family assets. And so we decided, you know, sold the family home of 22 years, and I had to downsize and find another house. So I divorced, went back to work, my mother died, and I moved. So that was my 2023.
You went through a lot of change during 2023, did you not?
You could say that. All for the better, except for my mother passing, but all for the better.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry for your mom's passing. I'm actually, after the radio show, going to a funeral for one of my uncles who passed away. So, I mean, you know, it's one of the unfortunate byproducts of being alive on this planet is that we eventually do pass away, and we as the people that stay here, we do lose people that we love. So I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry you went through such a difficult time. But I am pretty happy that you stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. How did that come to being?
Well, I can't say it's an overnight discovery because I had listened to Dell on the radio for years on and off. And I had a former coworker that back in 2016 had posted about mailbox money. And I'm like, what is that? And she's like, oh, it's through Lifestyles. And so I was like, oh, that radio show? So that just stayed in the back of my head. And then when I was separating all our assets, I didn't really want to put it back in the stock market. My IRA portfolio had not really grown much in the past 20 years. And so I was like, and I didn't want to lose any money. I wanted to go back to real estate. It's something that I've always loved and wasn't able to really execute fully on my own. So I called that friend back up and I said, hey, are you still a member of that Lifestyles group? It's like, oh, yeah, I'm real estate retired. And, you know, one, come check us out. We're doing a case study on Thursday. In fact, I'm hosting a potluck at my house the day after on Friday. So I went to check out the organization at a case study and then went to her house on Friday and talked to all these great members. They're talking about, you know, we're all talking about real estate.
What is it like to join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited, go through the education, and then actually start putting into place the education that you learned? In other words, you're actually taking action. What does that feel like to step out of your comfort zone and actually do the business of real estate investing?
I have to say it's very satisfying. It's not quite immediate gratification, but you can see that putting the plan in place and watching it work, you're like, it's just confirmation. You feel validated that the ideas that people before you have presented you work. It's not a pie in the sky, unattainable, you know, big picture thought. It's actual reality. It's real. I, you know, deal with real people. I'm providing a real service for them. I am providing a service for myself. And so on many facets, you just get confirmation that that you're connected to the business, you're connected to people, and you're making a difference. So that's what it's like for me, at least.
Did you take advantage of the mentoring services offered by Lifestyles Unlimited?
Oh, it's one of the best features. In fact, they tell us that we don't take advantage of them enough, but it's great. I have not just one, but a whole team of people that I can call and reach out to for questions on my journey to help me just give a once over to make sure I'm going the right direction, or become a problem that I wasn't internalizing well in the training, or I didn't see in the training. So it is great for those little details that you might have missed or weren't readily available to you, that you can just call someone and they can help you out. Even if it's just a soundboard to walk through the process, it's like, does this make sense? And they can be there for you. So yes, I did take advantage of it. They know my name.
So is that something you did just in the beginning, or is that an ongoing theme for your investing strategy?
In the beginning, you find you're doing it more often, but I continually touch base because I'm continually investing, and there's always a different nuance that it's great to have a mentor to see, because they've been there, they've done it, they've had this full experience, or even if they haven't, they can help work it out with you, or point you to a different mentor that may have been in a similar situation that can help resolve your issues. So it's great to have it throughout my investing lifestyle. It's not just the beginning stages. I you know, and actually, if you don't keep up with them, they get a little sad because they see a lot of members come through and it's like, oh, we hear about them in the beginning, and then they launch and they're all doing well. We don't see them. It's like, you know, children, you launch and they never call home. But I do. I call them regularly.
You know, that's a good perspective. I've never thought of it that way. You know, that's brilliant.
But yeah, I like to call home every once in a while and bug them and say, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm thinking about doing this in my journey. You know, what are your thoughts? And so conversation topics are different, but I still touch in with them because I'm still investing. And, you know, I take advantage of the program to have someone to talk to and not feel like I'm doing it by myself.
Now, do you take advantage of both a single family mentor and a multifamily mentor?
I'm starting to take advantage of the multifamily mentor because I want to move into being what they call an IRO, independent realtor operator, for units of five or more. And so my next stage I'm looking at is to acquire a small apartment complex. So yes, I started talking to the multifamily mentors as well.
What do you find different about how the mentors guide you between the single family side and the multifamily side? Is there any major difference you've discovered?
Well, because the financing and evaluation of multifamily is different than single family, those conversations are different. But otherwise, the day-to-day of operating a single family is just like operating a multifamily, but just with one unit. You know, dealing with a plumbing issue or a rehab issue, those conversations are the same. Except for a multifamily, because you have economies of scale, they can suggest maybe a different approach because you're, depending on how many units you have, if you have big enough to have extra help on full-time staff, conversation is a little different than me in single family where I'm just needing a vendor to come out to one property. So those are slight tweaks, but in essence, it's all the same thing. You have a property that someone's going to live in. It needs maintenance. It needs, you know, repetition. It needs financing. So same conversations, just slight nuances based on one's treated as a single family unit and one's treated as commercial property.
Yeah, so the fundamentals are legitimately the same. I mean, the process is the same, that the mentor gets to know you. They get to understand what your goals and objectives are. And then they help you understand things that you don't understand about your investing strategy. They fill in the blanks for you. And that kind of gives you a holistic approach to going forward with what you're trying to accomplish, does it not?
Oh, yeah. The mentors are great for seeing the big picture because you may be concerned with, say, tenant screening, and you have one applicant that is currently on your mind. A mentor's great for pulling you back and saying, well, what is your goal? You know, let's go back to the main framework of your processes. You know, we can take this detail and cascade it back to the bigger picture to make sure it matches with what you want to achieve for your portfolio. So mentors are great for keeping you focused and not drowning in the details.
You know, I've found that they're just brutally honest. Have you found that?
They can be. I don't know. Maybe it's just you, Alex. My mentors are not brutal. They're honest, but they're not brutal. So maybe it's just you, Al.
It's probably me. I'm that outlier kind of guy where they just got to go, all right, Al, we're just going to dial you in right now. We're going to tell you everything you need to hear because you need to hear it straight from us. That's not how your mentoring sessions go?
No. Yeah, that's different. Don't require that type of honesty.
Obviously, we're just having some fun. We're just kind of joking around. But that's one of the things I do find very refreshing. It's nice to have somebody out there that understands what I'm trying to accomplish, who's willing to turn the table on me and ask me questions that cause me to go back to my core competencies. I mean, I think that that is one of the neatest components to mentoring. The fact that the mentor understands you and the mentor isn't going to let you fail. Hey, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about her investments. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by April, and together we are working on your financial freedom. So, April, you want to get into the business of your investments?
Well, where would you start? I have three multifamily property investments. So that means I am one of a limited partnership member of three multifamily units totaling 299 doors. And then I have six single family properties, four that are just one unit houses, one that's a fourplex, which is four units, and one that's a duplex. So for a total of 10 single family doors. I live just north of Austin, Texas. Five of my properties are in San Antonio. I manage them all remotely myself. And then I just acquired my sixth property up in Leavenworth, Kansas, which I also manage myself.
Amazing. So you live in the great city of Austin, Texas, but you own zero properties in Austin, Texas. Would you care to explain why?
It doesn't make sense financially. The taxes and insurance in Austin just don't make investments cash flow. And so my goal is to acquire cash flow. So I look for areas in the country that just have a better return for me. And right now, San Antonio is a fantastic market, still able to find many investments in there. And I'm exploring the Midwest market outside of greater Kansas City now.
So what caused you to migrate from the San Antonio market to the Kansas City market?
One of the great features that Lifestyles has is that we are realties in many areas of the country that make sense for our members. And so in watching the types of properties available, say in Georgia or Tennessee or Kansas, the realtors will come in and showcase a property, and the cash out of pocket to get into these deals that are turning great cash flow, it's so enticing. And once you figure out how to manage your property remotely, it makes sense to invest where it's a good returns for your investment. So this property came up on one of the single family acquisition shows that Lifestyles held. And I reached out to the realtor and I said, is this property still available? And I said, sure is. He sent me the information packet. I reviewed it. And I said, these numbers work for me. And so I said, I'd like to buy it. And here I am, proud owner of a duplex in Leavenworth, Kansas. And that's how it works.
I think that's really cool. So here, let me ask you the question I know that everybody wants to ask you. What do you look for when you're analyzing these properties?
First requirement for me, I look at the cash flow. Lifestyle recommends for a property to have between $200 to $600 a month. If you can get more, that's great, of monthly cash flow. And so that's my first criteria. The second is cash out of pocket, because one of the great things that they teach in Lifestyles is that we don't buy our properties at full retail price. We buy them at cents on the dollar. 50 cents on the dollar is fantastic if you can find it. So I look for how much cash out of pocket this is going to cost me. Then I look to see what's going on in my life and see how big a rehab I want to go through, because that means how many contractors that will be working and touching the property and how long it will be in a stage of bringing it up to a clean, functional condition. So I have to see, it's like, oh, it's Christmas. I don't have time to deal with a new property. I won't buy one. So that's the order of things I look at is cash flow, cash out of pocket, and how much rehab it needs based on what's going on in my life at the time.
Do you at any time during that process of reviewing the cash flow have the burning desire to get in your car and go drive to the property?
Oh, never. In fact, only my very first property is the only one I've seen in person before I bought it. And that's because I happened to be on one of the Lifestyle single family road trips and we were touring a property and I asked the realtors, like, is this all that's available? Do you have any other properties? And so we drove to another property that was on his list and that's the one I bought. All my other properties I bought online through photos and videos. I've never stepped foot in front of them before I bought it.
Do you go visit them after you buy them?
Some of them, but it's only because I'm curious. So I was in town and I was like, what did I buy?
Oh, okay. So it's more of a, I just happen to be here. Let's go check it out. It's not a, hey, I'm planning a major trip to go to this property because I want to see it.
Correct. Okay. Only the first one I did because that was my very first one, and it was a big rehab, and so I wanted to see what it looked like, and then I leased it out myself, so I actually went in person to do the open house. But that was the first property, and so I did it once that way, and to all my successive properties, everything is managed remotely.
How do you manage showing remotely?
We have a great system now with technology that you can set up a camera outside the property door and then inside your property. And what I do is I just have online applications. And when I get an interested tenant who wants to go see it, I set it up where they give me their driver's license, copy of their front license plate of their car. We set up a time. And then I use remote key locks that we have installed on the doors. And so when they arrive, I can match their ID to the face that shows up my camera. I tell them the code to the door, and they let themselves tour. Some of these codes can expire within a time frame. They'll, you know, be available for an hour, a day. You set up the time, and I can see them leave to the same camera. So I know they've entered and they left. And that's how it's been working for my other five properties. And it's been pretty seamless to do. I have a team in place on these locations, so I'll mail them the camera, or they'll move it. Since I have five in San Antonio proper itself, they'll just move the camera from property to property and set it up for me.
What does one of those systems cost? I'm just curious.
The quick set remote key locks are about $60 to $80, depending if you buy it online or at a big box store like Home Depot. The cameras I got for $50, and you can get a SIM card that you can pay month by month. It's like $15 for when you need it. And I just have one set since I have five properties in San Antonio. I have my contractor install it in the door and set up the camera, and then when I lease the property, we take it down and we put it on the next property. So I only have one set, so I don't necessarily have one for each property.
But it doesn't seem like you really need more than one, because the pace that you're following, that one would be working for you as you're moving on to the next property you're thinking about buying and rehabbing, correct?
Correct.
So you'd really only need like two of these things if you kind of doubled up on your activity, right?
Correct.
You know, I was making a note, and I think all in cost, you're like at $150 for all that tech. And that's like a cheap price, because, I mean, once you consider getting in your car, driving down to San Antonio, doing what you need to do in San Antonio to meet somebody, going through the process, and then driving all the way back to Austin, I mean, that's... First of all, that's like 8 hours in your car, because we know what it's like trying to drive in Austin. Second of all, I mean, that's like half the cost of your fuel to get down there and back, right?
And time, because what happens a lot is you get a lot of tire kickers who say they're going to come visit the property, and if you're standing there waiting for them and no shows, then you wasted your time because no one shows up. This way, from the comfort of wherever you are, they call, you know, they text you, call you, say, I'm here, and you can let them in, see them online, and let them out, and you didn't have to disturb your day. If they don't show at the appointed time, then you haven't lost anything.
I really want to talk about your team. Your team is part of your success, are they not?
Oh, yeah, I could not do it without my team. I'm very happy with what I've built up so far, and you know, always a lookout to add more members to my team, but yeah, my core team is invaluable to my success.
Who's on that core team?
My home inspectors. I have to give a shout out to Kevin Bain and Bain Inspections. He's inspected every property I've had in San Antonio, and without him, I would be walking into deals that may not be a good fit for me, because they have hidden maintenance that I was unaware of. So having a good home inspector on your team is vital. And my financiers. I shout out to my hard money lenders, Catalyst Financing. They finance several of my hard money loans, which we can explain what a hard money loan is. And A&P Lending, my other team member for when I refinance. They have been fantastic in getting me closed very quickly and putting me in a better permanent rate. My Lifestyles Realty team, they are the ones that let me know these opportunities, so I couldn't, you know, having those blasts and be able to analyze what's going on in the areas to see what's a good potential future investment. And then my general contractor, he has been an awesome guy. Though they say bid out your vendors to make sure you're always getting a good price. So he does get annoyed at me when I do bid out certain products, but I always come back to him. He has been, he and I have developed a trust where we understand what we want. And so those are my core team members.
Do they create success in your business?
Oh, definitely. They are looking out for the best opportunities for me, whether it's either better rates so I can lower my costs, to better options for the rehab, for functionality. And then again, Kevin being my front man for all my investments, you know, making sure that I'm not walking into something that would be too complicated for me to handle or have a back end surprise in financial expenses.
So you rely on these people to be your eyes and ears on the property, correct?
Definitely, definitely. Especially since I don't see them myself in person. So without these team members to come and walk through and check on things, I would be quite lost or overwhelmed myself doing it.
So how do you communicate with them? I mean, obviously through the telephone, but do you like video chats? How do you see the property? How do you interact with the property with these people?
Most of it is through text and email. My general contractors will send me videos through text and pictures so I can get a feel of where we are in the stage of the renovations. The home inspector sends me reports through email, and the finance people were generally through email or text, and I think they're the only people I actually talk to on the phone. So, but yeah, it's very simple, and I prefer text, and so it's great that my vendors all know that, and that's how we keep in touch with what's going on.
So what other team members do you have that are not a part of your core group but are important for you to have on your team?
Well, for certain situations where you have a plumbing emergency or an HVAC issue, it's good to have someone that you know you can call up and get them out to the property. So I do have a Rolodex of plumbers and HVAC people that have been recommended through other members, and I just keep a running file. Like, I need my garage door is stuck. You know, I have a garage door vendor, or leaking toilet. Instead of pulling my general contractor off of my project that he is rehabbing overall, I can send out one of these other vendors to my properties to help fix up an issue that came up. But generally, because it's a lifestyle model, we rehab these properties into a good functional condition that they don't need ongoing maintenance. So it's been very rare I need to call up these other members, and it's been mostly for properties that I acquired with tenants already in it, so I couldn't do the full bring up to standard of functional because people are still living in them. So those are generally the properties I've had to call up these extra team members on to go and service for an issue that comes up.
Now, you mentioned you've got members of the Lifestyles Realty team that are a part of your team that are looking for properties for you, but are they the only people that provide sources for properties to look at? I mean, do you have connections with wholesalers or any other entities like that?
Yes, I do. One of the exciting things about real estate is you just can't stop at one. And so I can't just stop with what is presented to me by Lifestyles. I've connected to several wholesale lists, and I get a lot of their newsletters about what's coming up on the market. So half of my portfolio was found through these wholesalers. And it's just great to have many avenues to help grow your real estate portfolio.
Now, there's a concern that the listeners have based on everything you've told them so far. In their mind, they're shaping this vision of you as somebody that's working like 40, 50, 60 hours a week in their real estate business. Is that an accurate picture of you?
Oh, no, definitely not. That's one of the reasons why I'm in real estate. It is. I mean, the only reason that I would be working more hours in real estate is because I'm looking for more real estate, and that spends a lot of time just looking at new leads. But for the actual estate I own, it's just basically the first of the month, I just check to see if rents come in. It's like, oh, that's good. That's one, email or look on my financial portal. And when renewals come up, I just send them a message. I say, hey, here's my offer for renewal, and they either renew or don't. But otherwise, no. With projects I have that are going through renovations, I talk to my general contractor two or three times a week through text. That takes me like 2 minutes to read. So Yeah, weekly I spend maybe an hour on my real estate business of my current portfolio, and then I won't divulge how much I spend on future looking because that's just a hobby of mine that I love looking for future real estate.
Sounds like it's more like a passion. I don't think it's a hobby. I think you're dialed into this thing.
Yeah, you're a bit of an addict.
But you know, when something's fun, you're willing to do it. It's not a chore. It's something you desire to do. You've got no problems looking at real estate. You've got no problems analyzing deals. You've got no problems working with your residents. You have no problems working with prospective residents. You've got this all dialed in, April. I mean, how did you learn how to do all this stuff anyhow?
Well, I have had a long-term passion to be in real estate, but I didn't have the tools on the how or a map on what to do. And on a stage in my life that I need an instruction map. And so when I found Lifestyles, it was just eye-opening to not only hear about the potentials of what you can do and, theories of how to real estate can make you wealthy. They give you the actual how, and they walk you through it in real life. So it's not a hypothetical situation. They take a real live instance, they go out on the MLS, they see a house that's currently live and active for sale, they walk you through the analysis, they show you why this will make money or not make money, and then they show you, it's like, okay, well, this is what we think would be a rehab, and they can tell you, by looking at this, you should probably have to pay a new roof. Looking at that, you should maybe look at the floors. Looking at this, foundation. And so all those steps that I learned from Lifestyle Education gave me the confidence to be able to look at deals, to talk to wholesalers without having a realtor represent me. So I couldn't have done it at all without having the plan in place from the education I received in Lifestyles and the network opportunity of talking to other members and having their stories tell me how they did it and then being open to sharing, you know, their journey through real estate, what their numbers look like, what for their goals, how they've achieved it. And so that is just great bullet points, maps, storyboarding, whatever you want to call it, you know, without all of that, I couldn't have done it on my own.
Were you ever skeptical at any point?
I get some doubts because you do get some days when you have a tenant. Like my weakness is I acquire properties that already have tenants in it, so I didn't get to do the pre-screen. And so those tenants and those conversations, you're dealing with real people and they have real problems. And so you have to make business decisions that protect your business, but also understand you're dealing with real people. So it makes me wonder, it's like, oh, do I want to be this active in my real estate business? Because I could be a passive investor, and that means having someone else make those decisions, and I just give them my money and they invest it for me. But I like being in part of my business. So I remind myself, I like being part of my business. I like the people I talk to, and they make it all rewarding when they tell me, it's like, thank you so much for doing this for me. The house is so much more livable. I'm really happy to be part of here. You're the best landlord we've ever had.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.